Ted Nguyen, and it's a beautiful Friday afternoon at the most beautiful place on earth, Laguna Beach. And I am here at the Nirvana Grill. And tell me your name, first name and last name, and why are we all here?
Well, my name is Lindsay Smith Rosales, and I'm the chef and owner at Nirvana Grill. And you are here to come and experience a little bit of our cuisine and what we do.
Okay. This is part of our great effort as part of the Social Media Club of Orange County to go out into the community as fellow people that tweet. Twitter has not been around for all that long, but it's exploded in growth and popularity. And as part of that growth, where businesses as well as public agencies such as OCTA are exploring different ways of communicating with their public and customers via using social media. So, tell me, what is the specialty of the restaurant? Tell me more about the inspiration behind this beautiful restaurant. I see some beautiful plein air, California plein air paintings, but it's mixed with some modern accents, a lot of modern accents, very clean look. Tell me about the inspiration behind the design and the food, as well as anything else that you want to share.
Okay. Well, the restaurant was created based on what my husband and I like to dine, and we created a menu that we really would want to eat. I was raised very healthy. We were raised Ayurvedically and naturopathically, so all the food replicates the way that we were brought up. So a lot of wild fish, organic produce, natural meats, free-range chicken. And the design of the restaurant is California plein air because it's California cuisine. And we call it clean California cuisine because we pay attention to those things that make the food a little bit more conscious. Mm-hmm. And so we do have plein air landscapes from 1920s all the way to contemporary plein air style. And the restaurant was designed to replicate a dining room in your home. So it's very warm and comfortable, and the colors are very warm tones. And we just want it to be something that you don't feel like you're going in and it's too pretentious, mm-hmm. that you really feel comfortable walking in the restaurant.
So it is an epitome of California casual, definitely. But very upscale and something very casual and comfortable as well. So I walk by the restaurant a lot, and I never have been able to step in. So I'm glad that I was able to do that as part of our trick or tweet today. And so tell me about some of your specials that you do have. And anything else that you want to share with us?
Okay. Our specialty of the house that most people love to come for is our pistachio-crusted Chilean sea bass. It's one of the things that people really come for. We also have great filet mignon that's seasonally changes the way the preparation is. We just had a fall change on our menu, so we introduced the butternut squash and the heavier, more hearty items. And in about a week, we'll change the full menu for winter. So it'll be the beef stroganoffs and the risottos and all of those things that really are warm and not the more crisp salads and brochettes that are really those summer items. Mm-hmm. And we cut everything in-house, all of our seafood and meat, so it's really mm-hmm. keeps everything really tender and really mm-hmm. fresh. Mm-hmm.
That's great. You mentioned Chilean sea bass, so that's one of my favorite things to eat, but I'm always self-conscious about it because it's an endangered species.
Not anymore.
So that's good to know. Yeah. So news flash for all the Twitter people out there, Chilean sea bass is no longer in the endangered species
list. And if you buy it from a reputable purveyor, they actually have watches when they can and cannot buy it. So we have had times where we haven't had it available on the menu. Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of it's a regional cuisine and it's also seasonal. So do you think that's important for people to really understand, to know the source of their food, and then also eating food when it's in season, when it's at the height of their tenderness or their taste?
Well, if you buy it in season, you don't have to do a lot to it. Mm-hmm. Because the taste is there for it. So if you buy tomatoes in the wintertime that are not grown in a hothouse or something like that, then they're going to be kind of flavorless and just kind of like almost a piece of cardboard mm-hmm. sometimes. So if you're buying things that are local, that are grown in specific regions in a specific time of year, then you're going to get those qualities out of them. So tomatoes, we have heirloom tomatoes, but we don't introduce them till June, and we take them off in late September, early October. So that's when you get them for us.
Right. I know that we just have about 15, 20 more seconds, but what do you think about social media and Twitter and the explosion of these new media? Is that going to help you, or how are you tapping into the power of social media?
Well, I think we're just getting introduced to it. We're not as high tech, but we're trying to immerse ourselves in those kind of atmospheres right now.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you very much for hosting us today. And I'm looking forward to enjoying the food and the ambiance as well. And I really appreciate your help today.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.